皆様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。 And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And the best of the Phil Henry 1999 CD is here. Communism is neat. If you'd like one, then come on out to our first CD signing on December the 18th, Saturday. That Saturday, December the 18th, not only will I be selling and signing our compact disc, our new CD, Best of the 99 Show, we will also have live entertainment there, a couple of bands. We've got some stuff from Frank at Arizona Iced Tea. We'll be selling that for, to benefit the charity. It's only $20 for the CD, and I think we might have some 98s, I'm not sure. And all the proceeds go to a great charity, My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. That'll be at Rock Honda, and that's in Fontana, California, 9612 Sierra Avenue, north of Interstate 10. I'll be there from noon on. So we really like to see you out there. That'll be our first CD signing of the year on December the 18th, Saturday at noon at Rock Honda. And then we will have many as the weeks progress. And we're also, for you guys who are not in the Los Angeles area, we're also going to make the CD available online. Check our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Check the website. We will have links posted for you to purchase the CD online. And hopefully, I'm actually very, very hopeful that we'll have it ready by the 15th of December. And the turnaround is surprisingly quick. So if you order it, the minute it becomes available online, you'll be surprised. We turn that around in like 2-3 days. That's how it was last year, and I'm hopeful and confident it'll be the same this year. So you can order it online or come on out on Saturday, December 18th. I'll sign it for you, and that'll be at Rock Honda in Fontana, 9612 Sierra Avenue, north of Interstate 10. We'll be there at noon. We'll be signing our CD. If you're ordering it online, you don't get it autographed. Not that that means anything. I mean, who cares, right? But I don't know. Somebody may think it's valuable. If you'd like me to sign it, I'd be very happy to do that, and you can give it to somebody for Christmas, or, you can throw it away, whatever you want to do. All right, so that's how that's going to be progressing. Again, we'll have live entertainment. It should be a lot of fun there. The 18th, mark it down, put it on your calendar, write it, put it on your, scribble it on your hand, wash it off later, 12 noon. All right, so anyway, and a lot of the information that we have about, that was a terrible segue. Let me start all over again. Now then, a lot of the information we have about kids bringing guns onto campus, for instance, having these emotional meltdowns, is so disturbing. And after Columbine, it seems like at least once a month something like this is happening in our country. And how do you identify whether your kid is prone to the kind of depression and the kind of harsh action that he might take if he feels cut off? We've done a few shows about this in the past. I know Bobby Dooley, who's the president of the Parent Teachers Organization in Western Estates, has some feeling about that. And I know that it hits very close to home, especially with your own kids. Right, Bobby?
Oh, yeah, Phil. It's really true. We have three sons, Justin, Seth, and our youngest, Dylan. And, when it happens, it feels as if you're just left out alone. You feel as if you are really isolated and you don't have a friend in the world and you're not sure what to do. And it's happening with our eldest son, Justin, who is 13 years of age. He is taking, he's in his 8th grade year in middle school. He's right now involved in basketball practice. But when you see your kids get depressed, you don't know what to do. And you do feel cut off and you do feel alone.
Is he okay?
Well, I don't know, Phil. I don't know what's going on in his mind. He's acting very, very strange.
Being 13's tough. I was a boy and I was 13. It's tough being a girl and being 13. But let me just speak about it from the standpoint of being a male.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming into a consciousness of the world around you. You're not only aware of yourself, but now you're aware of other people. And the good news is you're sort of getting sensitive to the world around you. And the bad news is that world around you is pretty scary, and it's pretty big, and it's pretty ugly. And sometimes you can get down about it, and you also it's a nice time, too, because you start kind of pounding your chest a little bit and feeling like you can conquer the world,
Well, I don't know if when a boy behaves the way that he did. I'll give you an example. Yes, it's great, Phil, for him to feel independent, but I don't think hating his mother is part...
Do you feel he hates you?
I don't know how to describe it. It feels like hatred. I was picking the boys up from school today after basketball practice. Justin's 13. He gets into the car, and we always give each other a welcoming kiss on the mouth. It's a very chaste kiss. I do it with all three of my boys. We give each other a little peck on the lips.
I know Maria does it with her sons.
Okay. And I was picking him up from back at basketball practice. He'd been standing there talking to a group of his friends waiting for me to pick him up. As soon as he got in the car, I leaned over, as I always do, and I, leaned over to give him a kiss on the mouth, and he pushes me away. I was never more mortified in my...
No, you leaned over to kiss him, as you always do.
As I always do, yeah.
And he'd been there with his friends waiting for you.
Yes. And I leaned over to kiss him on the mouth, as I always do, and he pushed me away. So, Phil...
All right, let me say something here.
No, Phil, let me finish first, okay?
All right.
I was absolutely shocked. I was absolutely mortified. So I grabbed the back of his head. I feel so emotional. I grabbed the back of his head, and I forced our lips together, because that's what we always do. And he was absolutely incommunicative after that. When we got home, he went into his room, slammed the door behind him, has been locked in his room since, did not come out for dinner.
Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
You said that you grabbed the back of his head and forced your lips onto your son's lips.
Yes. It was a chaste kiss, Phil. It is something that I do to all of my sons.
Can I make a point here about a 13-year-old boy kissing his mother on the lips in front of his friends?
No, don't even go down that road with me, Phil.
No, you need to understand, okay? He's a 13...
No, don't go down that road. Phil, I was in labor with that boy for 36 hours. How can you consider anything else? I'm not, I'm not being improper with the boy.
I'm not accusing you of anything. Please understand, okay? It's just that when you grab the back of the kid's head and force your lips together, he's in front of his friends.
I was in labor for 36 hours with that boy, Phil. I was... I almost died.
I understand that, Bobby, but please listen to me. I'm not accusing you of doing anything.
I would never do anything improper with that boy. I love him with all of my heart. He is my eldest son. And
would you please listen to what I'm saying? A 13-year-old boy doesn't want a kiss from his mother in front of his friends. He sure as hell doesn't want to kiss her on the lips. And the fact that he avoided your kiss was a message to you. Please don't...
First, he pushes me away. Now you are you're accusing me of something improper. And
no, I am not accusing you of anything improper. The boy pushed you away so as to save himself a level of mortification in front of his friends. And for you to grab his head and force your lips onto him and...
You are really, really misunderstanding, all right? You're not a mother. You are...
I know I'm not a mother, okay? I'm simply saying to you...
You are not a mother, Phil. You don't understand the feelings of a mother toward her son. And I really don't want to be lectured to by you. Yes, I kissed my son. And
you forced your lips onto your son after he had pushed you away initially. I have to take a break. Hold on, please. I don't think she's getting what I'm saying here. She feels her son is depressed and that he's getting suicidal and that he is, maybe there's something wrong with him. And we were, the fact is the kid was embarrassed, in my opinion, I could be wrong, that his mother was kissing him on the mouth in front of his friends. They were just breaking up a basketball practice. So then she grabs the kid's head by the back of the head, as she said, and forces her mouth onto his. Wrong move, in my opinion. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby, your son is, I really don't think he's suicidal. We're talking to Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, about kids and about the pressure they're under these days. And I don't think he's depressed, okay?
So I don't want him to become one of these Columbine kids.
I think that's really jumping to some crazy conclusions. Look, the kid didn't want to be kissed in front of his friends, all right?
Well, there are a lot of things. You can say that he doesn't want to be kissed in front of his friends.
And what we're talking about, if you don't mind me interrupting, Bobby, she picked her son up from basketball practice today. She leaned over to give him a kiss on the mouth, which is, I guess, the way that the two of you kiss, right?
It's the way that I kiss my sons, yes. And I'm a little, I don't know, resentful of the inference.
No, there's no inference. It's just you leaned over and he didn't want to kiss you because his friends were there, in my opinion.
It's because the boy is depressed.
All right, but the point is you grabbed the back of his head and forced his mouth onto yours, right?
I grabbed his head, yes. And I don't know what the inference is there either. My son is depressed, and there are little signs that you see. He stopped helping Mommy get ready in the morning as he used to. We used to do things together. This past summer, I was laying out by the pool. He was embarrassed by the fact that I was laying out by the pool. There are a lot of things that are really strange about him. And I, again, Phil, I don't want to become one of these Columbine kids. I'm really...
Okay, let me get to some phone calls. Maybe we'll get some answers there, all right? But he's not going to be a Columbine kid, and I wish that you would not use that reference because I don't think that a boy who's embarrassed by his mother kissing him is ready to go off and start shooting people. Here's Rose Hill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am? Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're getting at. First of all, he's a girl. He's growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But what do you mean, what am I getting at? My boy, Justin, is my oldest. Stopped helping me get ready in the morning.
Let him go.
I let him go. Why can't he give me... I was in labor 36 hours
ago. I don't care a crap about your damn labor.
Well, you don't understand about it, do you?
Well, that's a long time ago. Okay, sure, you gave him time. But he has to be an adult. You have to let him go. If I got kissed in front of my mom, in front of my friend, in front of my mom, if my mom kissed me, I'd be a little upset, too, because that's just immature. You're trying to act like he's a baby, and he's not.
What are you getting at?
I'm getting at you need to let him go.
What are you hiding from your mother for?
I'm not hiding from my mother. I tell her she doesn't kiss me.
You know who a boy's best friend is. His best friend is mother.
What?
A boy?
I tell my mother my stuff, but I don't kiss them from my friends. That's gay, okay? That's how he feels. I bet he doesn't want to be sensitive in front of his friends if he plays basketball, right?
I didn't understand what you said. All I did was I picked him up from basketball practice. I gave him we usually exchange a kiss on the lips.
Usually?
Yes.
Does he do it in the front of his friends a lot?
Well, what has that got to do with it?
In front of his friends. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. This is what's going to happen if I get kissed in front of my friends.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, Bobby. You don't kiss the guy in front of his friends, okay?
I don't understand what either one of you are saying.
Understand what I'm saying, do you?
I'm sorry?
I'm saying I don't want to be kissed in front of my friends. I'll look immature. They'll make fun of me later. They'll be like,
yeah, they'll be going, your mom's
gay. I don't want that to be me. My mom doesn't kiss me in front of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell my mom I love her. Kiss my mom in front of my friends.
Do you love your mother?
I love my mother very much.
All right, okay. Do you know that I was in labor 36 hours with my eldest?
My mom almost died. She almost bled to death, okay?
With you?
Was
it worth it?
Yes.
Would you like to think so?
Yes. Were you saying my mom doesn't love me? Is that where you're getting
to? I'm not getting to that at all. I'm just wondering, she almost died and you won't even kiss her on the mouth?
Not in front of my friends. I kiss her all the time.
Do you kiss her directly on the mouth?
Yes. I hug her, too.
Okay. Well, that's all I'm asking from Justin and Seth and Dylan. Is that they give me a little bit of a...
Okay, can we get past this?
Friends,
not in front of friends. We have to tell you, we're educating you. I was a 14-year-old boy once. I'm telling you, if I kissed my mother on the mouth in front of my friends, it would be a mortification that I would not live down, okay? You don't ask a boy coming into his manhood to do that, Ms. Dooley.
Are you a mother?
Ma'am, I am...
Are you a mother?
No, I am not.
Then don't tell me my business, okay?
He's a father. He's a fatherly figure. He was a child. You need to leave him alone.
Well,
it's like two different stories.
And grabbing him...
in a murder.
Well, if your mother grabbed you by the back of the head and forced your mouth onto hers, what's wrong with that?
It's like rape. That's like
I
forcing. That'd be against my will.
I beg your... rape. A
okay,
mother...
forget I said rape. It's forcing him. He didn't want to do it, but you made him do it anyway. You're mean.
How dare you, you little... Oh, God, I'd like to slap you.
How dare you? You want to challenge me?
I'd like to slap you.
What?
I would like to slap you across the face.
I slap you, too.
You slap an adult?
Not the way you're acting around me.
Do you know what I would do?
What?
I would force you to the ground and roll over you with my automobile.
Okay, you're getting the assault.
All right, now you're getting really weird.
I'm depressed.
I'm sorry. My son is depressed, and there's something wrong with him, and he's going to turn into
it's
a Columbine.
It's because of you.
And he's going to turn into a Columbine
no,
kid.
No, it's not.
You got to stop using that Columbine kid crap, okay?
Yeah.
You and every paranoid parent out there, stop with that nonsense. The kid didn't want to be kissed on the lips.
Then answer me a question, okay, both of you.
All right.
Why has he stopped helping mommy get ready in the morning?
Helping mommy get ready in the morning. He doesn't want it. Does he even call you mommy anymore?
All right. Helping mom get ready in the morning.
Okay.
Why is he stopped?
I help my mom get ready in the morning.
All right.
I help with the foster kids and all that.
No. I'm talking about he would help me. He would give me a sponge bath and things like that.
Give you a sponge bath? Good God, woman! I would never give my mother a sponge bath.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about running a cold sponge on my back. It is
nasty! I cannot do that to my mother!
Are you telling me you've got your son in the bathroom?
Excuse me, but what are the two of you inferring?
That's not cool, okay? Get out of there with your kid in the bathroom.
He helps mommy put on her dress.
Come on! Does he see you get undressed?
Of course he does not. No, he does not.
Does he just zip you up in the back?
He zips me up in the back.
Okay.
And strap my brassiere on, yes.
Okay, put your brassiere on.
I got to get this lady on hold. She's freaking me out.
I'm a lady.
All right, sir, I thank you for your call. I got to take a run here, okay?
Okay, see you.
Thank you. You're going to have to straighten her out before we get back to her. Phil Henry Show.
Per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. On the line, Bobby Dooley, she's with she's the president of the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, and worried about, she has three sons, Seth, Dylan, and Justin. They are 13, 11, and 9. She, like many parents, worried about the mental makeup, the mental health of her kids in light of all of the ugly things that we've seen going on in campuses across this country. Now, she was picking her son up from basketball practice today. Apparently, she leaned over to give him a kiss. His friends were standing there, and he pushed her away, so she forced her lips onto his, and now he's locked himself in his room. She says there's something wrong with him, and you keep using this term Columbine kid. Why?
Because, Phil, we have seen this happen. And my husband is here. Steve's here.
He's going to be a Columbine kid.
Has he come out of the room?
No, he's not.
My husband says that he has been in his room since we got home from basketball practice. And
I just think it's very, very irresponsible of you to use the term Columbine kid. That means the kid's homicidal. He's not homicidal. He's embarrassed.
Why is he not helping mother? Why is he embarrassed about me laying by the pool?
Well, I don't know that you want to have your son helping you get ready in the morning. It just, there's a lot of crap you're talking about that doesn't sound right here, okay? Phoenix on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I
the more I listen to this, mm-hmm. The more it sounds like a troll mm-hmm. rather than for real.
Mm-hmm.
But my credentials are one, obviously. Mm-hmm. I was 13 years old at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now married. I have two sons, mm-hmm. 13 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember quite well when I was younger, there was a point in time at which I thought, hey, it's not cool to kiss mom or dad in front of my friends. I continued to care for them.
I almost died in childbirth.
Yes, ma'am. What was your son doing at the time?
What are you talking about? When?
When you were in childbirth.
He was almost killing me, is what he was doing
right.
at that time.
Does he have any distinct memory of that?
He was an infant. I don't think so.
Obviously. So why should mm-hmm. he feel this deep responsibility because of that?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm sure he's aware of it. I suspect that you've told him about it many
mm-hmm.
times.
Well,
but teenagers have a limited sense of accountability and responsibility to others.
They're trying
to grow up,
yeah,
but they haven't made it yet.
Dylan and Seth were not a problem at all. But Justin, that was a very problematic pregnancy for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with his personality now?
Well, I don't know, but why would he force my lips away from his?
Because he was embarrassed. It's a normal thing for a young man that age.
Even knowing that I almost died in childbirth. Even though that I almost...
No, it doesn't matter.
Well, he knows it now. He knows
it now. I'm sure he knows it. I'm sure he does, because you've probably told him many times. You told someone a moment ago, you don't know what it's like to be a mother. I'm sure he doesn't. Same token, you don't know what it's like to be a 13-year-old boy.
I am older than him. I am a responsible adult. Please don't tell me that a young boy of 13 knows more than I do. I've lived lifetimes.
Yes,
I've lived lifetimes.
So have I.
And for a mother to lean over and want to give his son a nice big kiss on the lips, what's wrong with that?
It's an embarrassment to the son. If you can't see
if
that,
you
I
love
realize
your boy,
you're emotional.
If you love your boy, you're not going to embarrass him.
Is this Mr. Hendry again?
Yeah.
The one who's not a mother?
Ma'am, you know...
But you're not a mother, and neither is the gentleman I'm talking to. Why am I wasting my breath?
Because you're not a 13-year-old boy,
mm-hmm.
and you called in hopefully asking for help.
Why is
and
he
you
not
really
helping?
Need it.
Why is he embarrassed that I lay by the pool?
I don't have a clue. Were you dressed at the time?
What are you wearing?
I wear a two-piece bathing suit.
Who else was there?
Just me and Justin and his friends.
There you go. It's the same thing.
You can't be laying around the pool while he's bringing his buddies over to go swimming. It's funky. Don't you get it?
I don't know what it is you're trying to say.
What are you laying around the pool in a two-piece? Go inside and make the kids a sandwich or get them a drink or something. Go read a magazine.
That's my pool. And I'm getting a tan.
So what we're talking about here are your needs and not your son's.
Why would my little boy have a problem with me in a two-piece bathing suit?
Let me ask you a question. If mm-hmm. I explained it to you, would you accept it? I don't think so.
I don't know, but I'd like you to try and tell me.
A number of reasonable people tonight have tried to tell you.
That it's embarrassing to your son, yeah.
You said that we're not,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a mother,
mm-hmm.
the host of the show is not a mother,
mm-hmm.
but let me suggest this. Why don't you find a group of mothers who have sons the age of your son
mm-hmm.
and discuss this with them?
Oh, I don't need any advice. I have a lot of women on my block who come to me for advice.
You need a lot of advice.
What you don't do
is accept advice, and I am sorry for you.
I'm
even more sorry for your son.
Well, I'm sorry. If my boy picks a gun up, who are you going to blame then? Okay.
Your son isn't going to pick a freaking gun up. Stop with that imbecilic talk.
I don't appreciate that.
I think it's really doing a disservice to the debate here to keep going back to Columbine and violence and everything else. The kid's embarrassed, doesn't want to be, and he brings his friends over to swim in a pool, and mom's laying there in a two-piece. And
why can't I lay by my pool with a gin and tonic and talk to some of his friends? What's wrong with that?
Now you're laying by your pool in with a gin and tonic.
Am I not allowed to be sexy?
No, you're not allowed to be sexy with other 13-year-old boys.
Oh, I'm not allowed to be who I am.
No, not with 13-year-old boys. You're sitting there slugging down drinks in the afternoon with him bringing his friends over. Is that it?
And now you are bringing filth into it.
I'm not bringing any filth into it. I'm asking you the question. Are you laying by the pool, having yourself a G&T, talking to his friends? Is that what you're doing?
Are you implying what I think you're implying?
Ma'am, are you...
Are you implying what I think you're implying? Be very careful, Mr. Henry, because there's a lawsuit right around...
All right, I won't go there, okay? You can lay by the pool in your two-piece bathing suit having a gin and tonic.
You are implying it, aren't you?
No, I'm not implying a thing. Go ahead. Do whatever you need to do. Here's Fort Mill on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 13, too,
mm-hmm.
and I live with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And if my dad did kiss me on the lips or did anything like that, I would be totally mortified, especially in front of my friends.
Of course you would.
I love my dad.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom... You know how you're saying that
mm-hmm.
you was in child labor
mm-hmm.
and you almost died? Well, my mom did die.
Oh, darling,
okay?
I'm sorry to hear that. But, you see, it's different between a mother and a son. Of course your father shouldn't be doing that with you. But with a mother and a son, there's no more special bond than a mother and her boy. And
yeah.
when my boy comes home, we give each other a nice long kiss on the lips. What is wrong with that? I don't understand.
You see, he's growing up. He's, like,
we
becoming
embrace.
Older, more mature. And
mm-hmm.
do you see 36-year-old men kissing their mothers on the lips? Oh, mother, I love you. I'm going to kiss you on the lips.
Darling, he's 13. He's not 36.
I'm saying, but
what if he gets to be 36?
I mean, he's getting there.
Are you going to want him to kiss you on the lips when he's 36?
And what would be wrong with that? What would be wrong with a nice, healthy kiss on the mouth?
For a 13-year-old boy, that is not healthy.
I don't understand. Why?
Because I am 13, and I know I've been there. I've got younger brothers that I've taken care of, and I'm like a mother to them because they don't have one.
Yeah.
And if I kiss them on the
mm-hmm.
lips, one of them is 7. If I kiss them on the lips, they would just freak out on me, okay?
Well, I don't
I'm their older sister. They look to
wait,
me
wait,
like
wait,
their
wait,
mother.
Let me ask you a question. What is this, a little peck on the mouth?
It's a motherly kiss.
Meaning what?
It's a lingering kiss. It's...
A lingering kiss?
Oh, my God.
What are we talking about here?
Mr. Henry, I'm beginning to resent very much what you're implying.
Ma'am, I'm just trying to tell you, and you won't listen to me, your son doesn't want it in front of his friends. Now you're telling me it's a lingering kiss? You're telling me that he's giving you sponge baths? You're laying by the pool with a gin and tonic, and you want to talk to his friends?
I'm not allowed to have... I can sunbathe topless in my own yard if I want to.
And now you're topless?
I'm laying face down, thank you very much.
Okay. That right
What?
That right there is sort of suggesting that
what
you like his little friends.
No, I
and
need
they
to,
might take that the wrong way.
I need to get rid of the tan lines. What's wrong with that?
You should do that on your time when his friends are not there.
So you're telling me that in my own house, on my own property, I shouldn't...
Well, don't
ask,
invite them if
are
they...
Are you telling
if,
me that I should...
You don't want them to be there.
That I should not ask his friends to rub suntan oil on my back? That
no,
I should not
I,
be
I
able
am
to,
saying that, yes.
That,
exactly
you're, now
saying.
They're rubbing suntan oil on your back.
What is wrong? You know something? I'm really resenting this. And
you're resenting it. The guys are rubbing oil on your back. The guy's giving you a long, lingering kiss. He's whatever the hell else he's doing. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. It sounds weird.
My boy locking himself in his room. That's weird.
Sarasota on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
You're on the air, ma'am.
Ma'am,
yes,
I think
mm-hmm.
you need to, ma'am,
mm-hmm,
you're
mm-hmm.
doing everything wrong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't be nude around children.
I'm not nude.
You just finished saying that you were topless around the kids.
I'm face down. I'm face down, yes.
You should not be, you should have clothes on.
I have my bottom
clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do it around my children.
Well,
never.
What kind of body do you have?
What kind of a body?
Yes.
I am... What do you mean, what kind of a body? I'm not big
well,
and obese. No.
Well, if you're embarrassed, you know, I don't know what you're getting at.
No, ma'am. That is... You can get arrested for doing something like that around children.
I'm laying
you
in my
that?
Own yard. I'm laying in my own backyard.
It doesn't make any difference whose yard you're in. Children do not touch adults' backs or put suntan lotion on.
I asked them if they would rub the lotion on me. That's all.
No, it is not okay.
Well, that's all I did was ask.
Pardon me?
I just asked if they would rub a little lotion on my stomach.
No, you don't have children do things like that.
Why not?
Because that is not their job to do something like that to you.
Well,
and
know,
first of all,
I was in
if
labor
you want
for 36
to be topless
hours.
Or lay down in front of children,
mm-hmm.
then you should not have the children there.
I was in labor
with
him.
Your son has no business sunbathing you. You are an adult.
He helps
like one.
He helps mommy get ready.
Hello, ma'am.
He helps mommy get ready in the morning.
I really think that you should consult the doctor.
He helps me get ready in the morning.
There's no reason he has to help you get ready in the morning. Why can't you get ready yourself?
Because it's something that we do together. It's part of how we...
No, it's not something you do together. That's not something to do together.
Are you presuming to tell me what to do in my home?
And I have four children, and having children is part of being a mother. Whether you are, whatever the complications were,
what do you,
you don't
like?
Drum it into a child.
Well, what do you look like in a two-piece? I mean, I don't know.
Me?
What are we, yes, what are we talking about? I look good.
Wonderful. Who cares?
Do you?
Do you think a 13-year-old kid needs you to look at you?
I didn't say that he did. I'm saying that I was laying out, luxuriating under the sun.
Yeah, and then you do it in your privacy, your own home. Inside, not around children. You don't do those kind of things in front of children.
I was having them get me a drink. What's wrong with that?
Wait a minute. Are the kids mixing you drinks?
No, they're not allowed to get you drinks of any sort of alcohol. No, that's against the law.
Oh, you don't
You
don't even know your laws. What are you talking about? You know,
ma'am, I think really you need to talk to a doctor.
No, I don't need what? It's your opinion, not mine. I'm doing fine.
No, you need.
You got this guy.
Ma'am.
You got his friends mixing you drinks, rubbing suntan oil on you.
Yes. Is there something? What? I don't get it. It's
What would you do if one of these mothers found out and pressed charges against you?
She can't.
Oh yes, they can.
They would never.
Oh, yes, they can.
What state are you in?
Pardon me?
What state are you in?
It's not what state I'm in. You better go talk to a police officer.
State of California.
Out.
It's different in California than it is wherever.
No, it's no different than any other state.
Yes, it is. I know my laws. You don't.
Yes,
so
but you're not treating your son. You're not teaching your son very good morals.
So none of your kids ever sponge bathe you?
No. Never.
You never got your son to get up off his lazy ass and get you a drink.
No, my son's not lazy, and no, my children are not my maids. No. My children are men.
And you never gave
him... Not boys, and my children are men.
And you never gave him a nice lingering kiss on the lips.
No.
Boy,
that's not a place for a mother to do.
Well,
do it to your husband,
man. You don't know what you're missing.
You don't have to do it to my child. That's disgusting.
You must be a very distant parent.
That is totally disgusting.
You are a very distant parent.
No, you are very...
Very distant.
You have a very big problem.
No, you have the problem.
Not your children, not your son,
Just because you don't look good in a two-piece doesn't mean you have to bring it out.
Me? I don't look good in a two-piece?
Right.
I beg to differ with you, ma'am.
Well, what are you talking about there?
All right. It's not about whether you look good in two-pieces or not. The woman's trying to set you straight on a couple of things. These perverse acts of yours, having the kid mix you drinks now. Bobby Dooley, who started out thinking her son was a Columbine kid because he wouldn't let her kiss him on the mouth... Now we're finding out he's giving her sponge baths. He's got his friends coming over while she's laying out by the pool having a G&T, and they're going out and mixing her drinks and rubbing suntan oil on her back. And what's the matter with that? Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley on the line with us here from Western Estates. Here is Harrisburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Where's that lady?
Where is she?
Yeah.
Is she on,
the phone?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm right here.
Yeah. In today's society, you cannot do these things with your son.
Mm-hmm. Do what things?
Let's see. The
love my
emotion,
son. I'm not allowed to love my
all
son.
All the stuff with picking him up and the forceful kiss.
Are you married?
Yes, I am, and I do have a 13-year-old son.
You have children?
Yes, a 13-year-old son. I would never in a million years do that to him.
Well, that doesn't make it right or wrong because you don't do it. Who are you?
Very close to my children.
Excuse me, who are you?
Okay, this is Dawn from Harrisburg.
Isn't that just... tremendous.
You're sick. You are sick.
What has that got to do with the price of tea in China?
What did you say?
What has that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Well, what is your point? You think this is okay?
My boy is about to go Columbine because he won't let me.
Give me a break. He's embarrassed of you.
A nice lingering kiss on the lips.
He's embarrassed of you.
How many children do you have?
I have three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Are we still on the air?
I don't know if we are or not, but, well, even if we aren't.
Where are you from? Where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from?
Yeah.
California.
California.
Where are you?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, Harrisburg.
Why do you sound like you come from New York?
Because that's where I'm originally from.
Ooh, what are you doing down there?
I moved here, and that's none of your business.
Why?
And that's not the topic.
I live in L.A. Okay.
So, what's your point?
I think it's a little bit better than wherever, you know.
That's not the topic. The topic is about your son, correct?
My what?
Your son is the topic, correct?
My son is going to kill me.
Why are you saying this?
Because he won't let me give him a kiss.
He's going to kill you because you won't let him kiss you.
Yeah, and he used to sponge bathe me.
I think you're a little sick.
I'm what?
You're a little sick.
I'm sick.
Yeah, you're sick.
Have you ever gotten a sponge bath from your son?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't want one.
I wouldn't talk about it then if I were you.
You're a little sick. You are sick. I think you better get a life.
No, I think you need to get a life.
No, I think you better let your husband give you the sponge bath instead of your children.
My husband does me very well. He's right here.
Please. Steve?
Yeah.
Here, talk to this lady.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
You let your wife, perhaps your son, give her a sponge bath?
I don't know.
Don't you find that a little weird?
Give me a phone. What is she asking you?
She's asking me, are you giving our son a sponge bath?
No.
No, he's giving her one.
What did you say? That he's giving my wife one?
Yes, that's what she said.
You dirty.
No, Steve, please. No, Steve.
Again.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You deserved it.
You ratted me out, you bitch.
You deserved it, you sick,
dirty bitch.
You're a son of a... You're sick.
You ratted me out.
You're sick.
She gone?
Yeah, she's gone. Good job, Steve.
Thanks.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, she's on.
Hello?
Yes, Steve.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Turn your radio down.
Turn the radio down?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your problem?
Is this the lady that's been talking about her 13-year-old son?
Maybe.